I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, a tribute to Alan Walker Reed, who died this month at the age of 96. Mr. Reed devoted his life to a kind of linguistic detective work on the origins of American speech.
As an English professor at Columbia University in New York, Alan Reed became most widely known for tracing the term okay all the way back to the 1830s.
As his friend Richard Bailey at the University of Michigan tells the story, jokes with language were popular at the time, including those that used ridiculous abbreviations.
And in the course of this humorous exchange appeared in 1839 in Boston, the expression okay, standing for all correct, O-L-L-K-O-R-R-E-C-T.
Now that's misspelled.
Well, that was the joke, and the real point here is that these young men who made up all these expressions turned out dozens of them, and they all fell dead instantly, except this one. And it was picked up just very soon after that by the campaign for the President of the United States, Martin Van Buren. Now, Van Buren lived in Kinderhook, New York, so they called him Old Kinderhook. Now, the reason that they could do this is that OK was still around and had a kind of slangy, fresh, exciting quality to it. So these political advisors seized on the OK and made use of it. And that's what people have done ever since.
But why did it have such staying powers?
Well, there actually isn't an answer to that. Of course, it's short and easy to remember, but that would describe lots of creations. This is the one that succeeded, and one of Alan Walker Reed's wonderful essays is about the folklore of OK and the fanciful tales that people have thought up to explain it.
But he actually was the one to actually go back and take a look and pin it down and actually put a date on it.
That's right. And, of course, the contest is still open to all comers. Anybody who wants to go and find an example of OK before March 23rd, 1839, will win the prize.
Which is?
Well, being the OK expert.
Now, the OK has made its way around the world. I mean, I've heard it described as the first truly global term or word or whatever you want to call it.
That's exactly right. It's everywhere in the English-speaking world and in almost all languages of the world. When you see in Asia garments with OK printed on them, it's because it somehow expresses this American freshness and flavor. What Alan Reed wanted to do was to say, this is so typically American.
We asked Richard Bailey what he considers the legacy of Alan Walker Reed's work in researching the history of American English.
Alan loved to talk about what he called the play spirit in language and the way people express joy through fooling with words. So Alan Walker Reed was a wonderful man for identifying and bringing to our attention the playful in language.
Now, do you think if he were still around, he'd be chronicling, let's say, the internet speech where you've got people spelling forever with the number four, E-V-E-R, and laughing out loud as L-O-L?
Sure he would. Oh, absolutely. I mean, his apartment in New York was filled with papers because he would read newspapers and write down things he saw on subway walls, and he made this huge data file. So having the internet would be wonderful for him. His first book was on sayings that he found written in outhouse walls on his travels around Western America. And nobody had ever studied these, but he saw them as expressions of ordinary people, often being playful with language.
And expressions of who we are as Americans.
Yes, exactly.
Richard Bailey is the editor of a collection of Alan Reed's essays called Milestones in the History of English in America, published this year by Duke University Press.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. We're on the internet at voanews.com/wordmaster. And our email address is word@voanews.com. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.